In this section, I'd like to talk to you about something that I've labeled becoming Zen about sex. It's really hard to be on the other side of this process where you're asked to take a step back when you're already pretty upset about not having the sexual relationship that you desire or maybe that you deserve, and suddenly now you're going to have to take a step back and wait for that person to come to you rather than you go to them. But the goal of doing that is not to punish you or to make things worse for you or to not get you what you want. It's actually the opposite. It's to actually get you where you want to go and change the dynamic that's been going on for a while. So for you to become really calm in the process and not put more pressure on your partner is super important, although it's very difficult. It's important for the process, for the dynamic to change. So you want to do the best that you can in becoming very zen about sex. Some of the things that I've learned that help in this process is, first, give your brain a time frame, say 6 months. Tell your brain that this is temporary, this is something that you're going to do for 6 months. And that tends to calm the brain down instead of, you know, leaving it open-ended where it starts to get anxious and thinks, you know, and doubts whether this is going to go on forever and etc. So that's one thing. The other thing is, make sure you know, you can talk about this. You can talk about how difficult it is. You can talk about, what I really want to do is go back to what I've done before. What I really want to do is show or talk about how upset I am with my partner. But the best thing is for you to talk to somebody else about that. Because remember, the object is to remove the pressure for your partner to figure out what they want to do with sex. So find somebody to talk to about it. You can schedule a therapy appointment, or you can talk to a friend, but stay away from talking to your partner about it, because again, you don't want to put more pressure on them. And the other is, you can use some of the techniques that I'll talk about later, which is like staying with feelings, so that you can regulate those distressful feelings that come up for you, like of being rejected or not feeling desirable, so that you can manage them yourself rather than what we tend to do, which is react to them and find the answers maybe in your partner. Well, do you like me? Well, when will you like me? And that helps a lot to regulate your emotions.